We're back on with Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. Thanks for some more of your time.
Yeah, no problem, Adam.
We talked bear check numbers up about 25% at your shop from this time last year. We even got into a little bit of whitetail deer talk with regard to the acorns and what you're seeing on your trail cam and other folks are telling you. Pretty encouraging numbers for deer this year and good numbers of bucks, too. I want to go now to the birds, though. Let's talk grouse and woodcock. Now, woodcock just opened last weekend, and I've been getting some pretty good reports of flushes. What are you hearing from grouse and woodcock hunters in Berrega County?
The grouse, I've been hearing, mixed reports. Some guys are seeing them. Other guys are not seeing them. I guess just depends where you're at. But a little thick still in the woods. But a few guys come through here, and they've gotten a few. So it's looking promising. I mean, they're seeing birds. I know a year ago it was tough. Guys weren't even seeing birds. So it looks like the numbers are back up somewhat. So hopefully once we get a few cold days in here and the brush gets knocked down a little, they'll start seeing them a little better. The woodcock, I was talking to a gentleman the other day. He's a big woodcock hunter. He has a dog. And they went out on opener and flushed 29 of them and never got a single one because it was so thick.
Well, that's the way it goes. Yeah.
Yo, what a good time, you know.
It really is more about the flushes than the shooting. You know, as the leaves start to drop and the ferns get knocked down, then, the shooting goes up a little bit more.
Right, yep.
Right now, it's just a little bit more about, getting your dog out and getting some flushes, right?
Exactly.
All right, well, let's finish up here with a little talk about the ducks and the geese. What a drought we have been in the last week or so. I'm looking at the long-term forecast. It's definitely looking better for opening second day of season on next week, I should say. So what are you hearing from the waterfowlers in your area?
Oh, yeah, I'm hearing that it's tough. Just no birds around. So I know we were talking earlier, hopefully that next week we get that cold front and, get some birds moving. So, I mean, it's tough. So
yeah, I would agree. Just not a lot of geese flying right now, which is pretty much our only option, early goose season. Regular duck season opening on Saturday. Hopefully this northwest blow, which looks like it's about a five-day long-term forecast blow, is going to bring in some nice ducks.
I know a lot of guys around here, they're up hunting in the sloughs, and I know a few guys hunt on the lake. They got some private property near, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go.
All right, well, I appreciate it, Jason. Any other stories or perspective or tidbits that you want to pass
on? Not really.
On?
I got no really good stories this week. I try to pry it out of these guys, but, boy, it's hard sometimes.
Loosen up, would you guys? We need some stories.
Yeah, right. I agree.
Jason from Woodland Firearms in Berrega. We'll look forward to catching up with you next week.
Okay, take care, Adam.
This is The Outdoor Show.